KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have light snow, and it's 32 degrees in Atlantic. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. for most of the listening area, with the exception of the far west and southwest counties, where the winter weather advisory is currently set to remain in effect until noon today. The advisory is for mixed precipitation, snow, sleet, and possibly some freezing rain. A total of snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches, along with a light glaze of ice, are expected, mainly west of Interstate 35, and that's what we've seen so far this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Taking a look at the latest road condition report from the Iowa Department of Transportation via 511IA.org that shows that roads in parts of southwest and western Iowa are either partially or completely covered with snow and or slush this morning, and bridges may be icy. Now, the roads are completely covered include Highway 6 or White Pole Road from I-80 to Highway 48, Highway 71 from Templeton to Grant, Highway 92 from Griswold to about halfway to Winterset, Highway 173 from Highway 83 to Kimbleton, Highway 83, the Marnie Road from Atlantic to Marnie, Highway 48 from Highway 6 southward to Essex, Highway 34 from Emerson to Creston is also completely covered, Highway 59 from Henderson to Emerson, and Highway 25 from Bayard southward to about Highway 2 is covered with snow as well this morning, snow and or slush. So do drive with caution because of the road conditions and weather conditions in general. Several schools have delayed start of classes this morning by 2 hours in most cases, only a couple of cancellations, and that includes Boyer Valley and Woodbine. They have canceled classes for today. Atlantic schools are 2 hours late. ACGC, AHSTW, Audubon, also CAM, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, Panorama, and Red Oak all 2 hours late. Riverside Community Schools and Southwest Valley are 2 hours late, along with Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, and West Central Valley. And there are some notes to go along with some of those districts as well. For instance, in Atlantic, there's no professional development this afternoon. Up at Audubon, no morning activities and no professional development, thus no early out for Audubon. No early dismissal today at CAM, and no early dismissal today for Nottoway Valley or Panorama. No morning preschool at Southwest Valley or the Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool. Let's see, we have Riverside Schools. Child care will be on the normal schedule. Also, the 90-minute late start for Fremont Mills today. Those are just some of the school and weather-related announcements. You can find more on the cancellations page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer from California stopped in Council Bluffs in Atlantic Monday. Here in Atlantic, Steyer spoke to a crowd of about 20 people about his upbringing, education, and how he became a self-made billionaire. He also spoke about term limits, education assistance, and what it will take to challenge and defeat Republican President Donald Trump in November. Steyer, in talking about his roots, made a veiled reference to Americans who support Trump as being akin to the Germans in World War II, who were blinded by the fiery rhetoric and power of Adolf Hitler. He said his father, who was an attorney, prosecuted Nazis and had something to say about the abuse of power.
The Germans had something wrong at the heart of their society, and they did nothing about it. They thought it would go away. They thought they could control it. They thought it would be okay. And it just went to a place that no one ever intended or could have imagined.
And that's why Steyer says he started the Need to Impeach movement.
8.5 million people signed that petition. They called their congresspeople, they emailed their congresspeople, they texted their congresspeople. They were basically saying, do the right thing. Stand up for the country, do the right thing. And honestly, those 8.5 million people, I think, dragged Washington, D.C. into impeaching this president. It's why we have this trial.
Steyer said his simple thesis with regard to why he's running for president is government is broken.
I think it's been bought by corporations. I don't think it's trying to serve the people in this room. And I don't think it's going to try to serve the people in this room until we take it back. And I've spent 10 years basically organizing coalitions of Americans to take on those corporations, and we've been winning.
And he said that he called for 12-year term limits for congresspeople and senators as part of a Washington restructuring, saying if you want real change, we're going to have to put different people in charge. When asked about the perceived benefits of the new tax law, Steyer said he considers it the worst piece of economic legislation in American history.
It's not that I consider it bad. Bad would be a million times better than that thing. Look, they gave the biggest tax break in history to rich people and corporations. And in return for that, that's the first step. The second step will clearly be an attack on everybody else in the United States. and any other money that's going to be spent on government programs.
Steyer said with regard to continuing education, he proposes a plan to make college affordable that includes 2 years of free community college. Loans would have an interest rate of 1%, so you pay back the money you would owe. And if you go into some type of profession that is a community service or country service, such as a doctor or military, teaching, social work, nursing, and so on, at the end of the 10 years, you would get what everyone in the military receives, and that is your loan is forgiven. Steyer also touched on his recurrent theme of green energy and the importance of climate change. Officials of the Montgomery County Extension Service say a farm bill meeting set for this evening in Red Oak has been delayed by 1 week. The meeting to take place at the Gold Fair building will instead be held January 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. The meeting is open to the public and there's no registration fee, but pre-registration is requested. You can call the Montgomery County Extension office at 712-623-2592 no later than 48 hours in advance of the meeting to save your seat. And during that January 29th meeting, farm operators and landowners can learn about the program election and enrollment process regarding the Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and the Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, commodity crop programs. Also on hand will be ISU Extension Family Life Specialists to share strategies for farm stress management. Participation is welcome from for farm operators and landowners regardless of their county of operation. And the Griswold School Board on Monday approved a retirement compensation package for Nancy Taylor, who's the board secretary and superintendent secretary. Superintendent Dave Henricks said in year one, they'll let Taylor be compensated for her unused vacation days up to $6,000. And then in years two and three, when they're combined with year one, will total $18,000. And that's somewhat parallel, he says, to how the certified staff retirements are handled. The Griswold School Board also approved several resignations effective at the end of the current school year.
Eric Baker, high school business teacher. Of course, this will be effective at the end of the school year. Donnie Weed, middle school, high school special education teacher. Laura Carlton, football cheerleading sponsor. Chad Rogers, middle school football coach. And Lexi Riley, middle school, high school paraeducator.
And Lexi, by the way, resigned at the end of December, actually. The school board on Monday then entered into a closed session to discuss negotiation strategy with a certified bargaining unit. That's Check of the News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.